speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
On this April 11th, 2019, Julian Assange has been arrested. Just as President Trump was saying, what we have witnessed over the last couple of years was an attempted coup by dirty cops. Yes, it was. Absolutely was. We've been saying it for longer than 2 years, President Trump, and you're absolutely right. And he said, what they did was treason. What they did was terrible. What they did was against our Constitution and everything that we stand for. And I've got to say that even more dangerous than what they attempted to do is what has been done against Julian Assange. And make no doubt about it, the American government's fingerprints are all over this. They're working together in the same way that they worked against President Trump. Langley and London. And this is far more than the deep state. It is the dark state. And I say that it's more important because what they tried to do against President Trump was not only overthrowing the Constitution. They did that after September 11th, a long time ago. We were warned by William Binney and many others that that's what was being done by the intelligence community. And we also warned for many years here at InfoWars that the people who were going to be the first ones attacked were going to be politicians. Because that's always the nature. They're always going to come after people with power. Well, you know who else has power? People who have free speech. And what is being done to Julian Assange is not just a coup against our elections. It's not just a coup against our Constitution. It is a coup against our fundamental rights as human beings, our free speech. And it is just the latest example in a rapidly accelerating purge of free speech that began last August the 6th in earnest. Banning Alex Jones and InfoWars, now the arrest of Julian Assange, that continues to metastasize. It is a rapidly spreading cancer. And if we don't get this, folks, it is going to be far more dangerous. You're not going to have free elections if you don't have free speech. So when you come after the press, you're coming after elections as well. And you're coming after our Constitution as well. And more importantly, you're coming after our Bill of Rights. So we're going to talk about what's going on in the UK. I'm sure that Theresa May is so proud of herself. On the same day that she announced that she has betrayed the British public, saying we're not going to honor the election. Yeah, they overthrew that election there. They got away with it there. They got away with overthrowing the election, Brexit election. The British people elected to leave the European Union. I played earlier in the week, I played a clip from Margaret Thatcher. She was the one who kept them out of the euro. And in her final speech, you had some people say, well, now that you're gone, are you going to be rewarded with, are you going to take the position of the president of the European Central Bank? Because that's the way most of these politicians would roll, right? Like, well, I've opposed you now, you know, since I have opposed you all my life here, my political career, it would be very effective and powerful for you if I were to now embrace you, if you gave me a very lucrative position. And she laughed about it. She said, what? And what an amazing idea. I hadn't thought about that. But she then got very serious. And she said, this central bank in Europe is just a political unification. We need to understand that. We need to understand what's going on here. It is a worldwide conspiracy for world government. And it is far more than deep. It is very dark, and we have some dark days ahead of us. So stay with us. We're going to take a look at this. We're going to get some people on the line to talk about this as well. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year. So far, it matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10% right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime for free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at the 360 Win at InfoWarsStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this April 11th, year of our Lord 2019. Today, Julian Assange was dragged out in handcuffs, and as I tweeted out, this moment, as soon as I saw this, the truth has literally been put in handcuffs in the West. And if you don't believe that, just take a look at what's happening here in America. It's not just the UK. Yeah, the UK, things are really grim there and have been for quite some time. We had Theresa May. I'm sure there's a lot of backslapping and drinking going on with Claude Juncker. These other people, Angela Merkel and others, because she's now said, well, we're not going to obey the mandate of the people. We're just going to ignore your election. You know, we had an election. Said you wanted to get out of the European Union. You didn't want to be bound to these people. Margaret Thatcher kept them out of the euro. But today's Conservative Party will not even honor an election that says we want to withdraw completely. No, they're going to put them in handcuffs with the European Union. And it's interesting that they delayed this until Halloween. How fitting that this witch would not give a treat to the British people of honoring the election, but pull tricks like this. Yeah, it is a trick. And then on the same day that this is happening, the UK goes in and arrests Julian Assange. Why? Well, it's all part of the Five Eyes axis, this international government. You think we don't have a global government already? Yeah, it's called the Five Eyes. It's the CIA. It's British intelligence. It's Australia, New Zealand, Canada. The Five Eyes. There's your world government. The government here in the United States is the CIA. Let's just understand that. President Trump is not president. He's not. He's bowing to these people. And he's happy that they've let him skate by with this stuff, you know, for the time being. We'll see. We'll see if that really works. And President Trump, it looks like things have turned for the better for him, certainly for him, but have they turned for the better for us? If free speech can be subverted like this, if the Trump administration has got indictments that they're working with the UK to arrest somebody who is a whistleblower, what is the implication for that in the United States? Yeah, forget about free speech in the UK. It doesn't exist. Hasn't existed for a very long time. They've now said, we don't care what the elections are. We don't care what free speech is. And quite frankly, we are there already in the United States. And President Trump said it was an attempted coup, attempted overthrow of the election. And that has been pushed back now. We've now got AG Barr doubling down on remarks saying, yeah, there was spying. And then, of course, the Democrats like Schumer, who have been pushing a conspiracy theory, say that's a conspiracy theory. So we got all that. We got a lot to cover today. But let's start with President Trump talking about how the Russian investigation was an attempted coup by dirty cops. That's exactly right. Run that clip.
This was an attempted coup. This was an attempted takedown of a president. And we beat them. We beat them. So the Mueller report, when they talk about obstruction, what we fight back. And you know why we fight back? Because I knew how illegal this whole thing was. It was a scam. And what I'm most interested in, what I'm most interested in is getting started. Hopefully the Attorney General, he mentioned it yesterday, He's doing a great job getting started on going back to the origins of exactly where this all started, because this was an illegal witch hunt, and everybody knew it, and they knew it too, and they got caught, and what they did was treason.
He's absolutely right. What they did was treason. What they did was terrible. What they did was against our Constitution, everything we stand for, he also went on to say. And I'm glad that they got caught. I hope they do get caught. I hope they do go to jail. But we have to understand that as happy as we all are, and let's not pop the champagne corks just yet, because this whole thing hasn't been shut down. I don't really know what's going on behind closed doors. But I'm glad that President Trump has rolled this back. I hope that AG Barr goes against these people. Is it going to be limited damage control? Are they going to sacrifice some of these scumbags like Brennan and Clapper so they can preserve the system? Is that what's going to happen? Is that the deal that's going to be worked out? We have to unroll this whole system. President Trump, you need to declassify the crimes that established their power over us, established the so-called Patriot Act. You need to declassify the crimes of 9/11. If you don't do that, if you just go in and arrest some of the more obvious crooks and leave it at that, we're done. It's these same people, these same institutions. It's a deep state. It's also very broad, and it is very dark. And if they're going to be allowed to remain in the dark by keeping us in the dark, if they're going to be allowed to arrest the whistleblowers, the only people who tell us the truth, then it's a very dark days ahead of us indeed. Let's show a clip of Julian Assange being drug out of the embassy, the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Let's roll that video so that you can see this as it happened this morning. Wow.
They must resist. You can resist.
No worries.
All right, you can hear him. He's not going quietly. He never has gone quietly. Good for him. As I tweeted out this morning, I said, if you look at this picture of him, go ahead and stop the live video. Show the still that was grabbed of him as they're pulling him out. He's resisting arrest. He has clutched in his hand a book by Gore Vidal talking about the national security state. But as I said, when I saw him, the first thing I thought was, my goodness, Julian Assange has really aged in those 7 years in the Ecuadorian embassy. And it reminded me of the Count of Monte Cristo. And I said, he's obviously suffered from his years in the chateau. Yeah, that's what they cynically call the prison that they hauled off the hero, the Count of Monte Cristo, to. And of course, that tale by Alexandre Dumas was a tale of revenge. And I said, history will avenge Julian Assange, regardless of what happens going forward here. And this will be the iconic picture of 21st century tyranny. Just as Tiananmen Square and the people standing up to the tanks in Tiananmen Square was the iconic picture of resistance to 20th century tyranny. And it happened on the same day that we have Apple banning songs and speech about Tiananmen Square because they want to suck up to the tyrants of China. This is where this is all headed for. This is the large web that has been created. And it is not one government. It is not independent and private corporations that just happen to lean left or who just want to have money. Oh, yeah, they want money. And they're willing to sell you and I out to tyrants in every country. Apple, Google, Twitter, Facebook, the whole lot of them. I mean, we've got YouTube. You think that this is limited just to the UK? We had yesterday YouTube shutting down the ability for people to post comments on a live stream video of, actually it wasn't yesterday, it was Tuesday's congressional hearing on hate crimes and white nationalism. You're not allowed to comment. How much longer before they pull the plug so you can't even see and hear? Your speech is not allowed. It's not just the free press, it's your speech. You're not allowed to see the truth. You're not allowed to hear the truth. And they're going to put a gag over your mouth. YouTube did it. Disabled comments on the live stream of a House judiciary hearing. Ted Cruz. I'm going to play the clip for you later. He has executives from Twitter and Facebook there. And he says, here's a quote from Mother Teresa, where she's talking about abortion being profoundly anti-women. He goes, that is now hate speech, isn't it? Do you see the irony that you have now labeled Mother Teresa as hate speech? Do you want to defend that? And of course, they don't want to defend that. They remain silent. They don't have to defend it. They can silence you. And we're going to have to do more than half measures and saying, well, this is an antitrust violation. It's far worse than that. It is the deep state. It is the five eyes of the three corporations.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Remember when TV didn't watch you, you watched television? There's no reviews yet for it, but it's at InfoWarsStore.com. We bought the best-selling antenna. We sell it for, what is it, $5 less than Amazon does, InfoWars HD digital TV antenna. And, I mean, look, you're talking like 100-plus digital channels, and then they'll have 4 or 5 sub-channels of every old cool TV show, old movies. It's like way better than cable, and it's like Hawaii Five-0, Gilligan's Island, I Dream of Jeannie, Dallas, stuff from the 90s, new stuff, like when the Olympics was on. I didn't know there were 10 channels of Olympics on TV. I mean, it's like, my God, this is way better than cable, and people don't know that it's free after you buy the antenna. The point is that there's so many channels, and it's not watching you. It's not tracking right. You. So we do right. Sell the antennas at the lowest price you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
in case you didn't notice, over the last year or so, speaking truth to power, when power is lying, is no longer acceptable. Dissent is no longer acceptable. You will embrace the narrative of the government, no matter how absurd it is. And we're going to talk about how that falls into the arrest of Julian Assange. He was arrested this morning. We played the clip for you earlier. You can see the picture of him. It has been 7 years of hard time there in the Ecuadorian embassy. And it's kind of interesting to see how the UK press reports this versus other press. Yeah, they'll probably shut down RT because RT's been so frank about what's going on there. It's amazing what the BBC is saying. They've got one quote from their Secretary of Homeland bragging about how nobody escapes the police. Yeah, nobody expected the Spanish Inquisition. Well, actually, we did expect the Spanish Inquisition from the UK. That's what they had become. Little Torquemadas. Just taking a look at the way the private press, like the Sun, tiptoes around the issue. Julian Assange arrested by cops removed from the Ecuadorian embassy in London, reports the Sun. They said Julian Assange was dramatically arrested by British cops today, dragged screaming from the Ecuadorian embassy after 7 years hiding inside. He was pulled out in handcuffs after being holed up for 2,487 days since 2012. And you can see that he's holding a copy of Gore Vidal's History of the National Security State. Gore Vidal, by the way, who never bought the massive false flag that was used to usher in the coronation of the National Security State, where they put in the Patriot Act, began dragnet surveillance of the American people. We had good people like William Binney, Thomas Drake, others, who they nearly jailed because they went first to Congress that didn't care. And then Thomas Drake went to the press. And the press didn't really care either, did they, for the most part? Gore Vidal talked about 9/11. He said, I knew it was a false flag because my father had been involved in setting up NORAD. And I knew there was absolutely no way that something like that could be allowed to happen. And then he began to investigate more of it. So it'd be kind of interesting. I guess I should pick up a copy of Gore Vidal's History of the National Security State. But what Julian Assange was shouting that was difficult to hear was, the UK has no civility. The UK must resist. Until today, Julian Assange had not left the embassy since August of 2012. And this is the way the Sun has to report it. He cost the British taxpayers more than £10 million. No, he didn't cost them £10 million. David Cameron and Theresa May cost them £10 million. The alliance of the CIA and British intelligence cost them £10 million. He took refuge there to avoid being extradited in Sweden after they set up a fake honeypot that eventually collapsed. But now, as they arrested him, one of his accusers said, open that back up again. These are the lies that we continually hear from these people. Remember, it was just last week that WikiLeaks, again, told us the truth. They said, we have been told by several high-ranking officials that they're going to make a move to drag Julian Assange out of the embassy. And so over the weekend, there were vigils, people on site. There was a lot of social media discussion of this. There were live streams of what was happening there. So everybody was watching. And they said, we don't have any intention of doing this. The Ecuadorian government lied again. The British government lied again. And then 4 days after everybody leaves, they do exactly what we knew they were going to do, exactly what WikiLeaks said they were going to do. Sweden dropped these charges in 2017. What is it? What are the crimes of Julian Assange? You know, is it this honeypot trap that was there? No, we're going to talk about what he did that got the deep state, especially America, so upset with him. He fears that he could face the death penalty if extradited to the U.S. over the WikiLeaks scandal, but the U.S. State Department has not commented. We've had many people who have commented in the past, openly calling for his execution, Democrats and Republicans, just like they do for Snowden. And Ecuador's president, Lenin Moreno, said on Twitter, and it was a sovereign decision. Ecuador withdrew the asylum status to Julian Assange after his repeated violations to international conventions and daily life protocols. Yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with WikiLeaks exposing the Panama Papers, which showed the corruption of the Ecuadorian president, Lenin Moreno. Doesn't have anything to do with that. And as The Sun editorializes to make sure they are able to operate as a press in the UK, they have to suck up to that government that doesn't allow any criticism. So they say, Ed Snowden today tweeted Assange's detention was a violation of his human rights as Russia brazenly accused Britain of strangling freedom following his arrest. That was their editorializing. The Sun says Russia brazenly accused Britain. No, Britain brazenly strangled freedom. That's what's really going on, Sun. Absolutely amazing. This is why you can't trust the mainstream press. If you're going to hold your fire against this kind of tyranny because you want to have access or because you want to have even a platform. Hey, folks, you want to shut us down? We'll go dark. It's ironic, isn't it? The only place where you can get the truth, they call that the dark web. Because you have to get in the dark and hide from these tyrants that are running intelligence agencies that are now the worldwide government. So here's their timeline. Well, July 2010, WikiLeaks releases some 720,000 classified military documents concerning U.S. wars and diplomacy in Afghanistan and Iraq. Now, they don't mention the picture, the video clip that Manning had on the disc that I've played several times showing the cold-blooded murder of people on the ground recorded by the military. Shooting people who are holding cameras, not holding guns, and then holding their fire and waiting until the ambulance arrives to pick up the victims, and then opening up fire on the ambulance, cutting it to shreds with that heavy caliber rifle, airship at a distance. Yeah, nah, that was something that kind of made them look bad, didn't it? So they got pretty upset about that. They got upset about the machinations of Hillary Clinton and her illegal issues as well. So that was in July 2010. Then in August of that same year, just one month later, surprise, surprise, an arrest warrant is issued for Julian Assange for two separate allegations, one of rape and one of molestation. That's why I said has absolutely no credibility. That within 1 month of this stuff being released, we got rape charges for him in Sweden. And of course he knew what that was about. He denied the allegations after being questioned by cops in Stockholm. He presented himself in London 4 months later in December 2010. He presented himself to London police. They granted him conditional bail. In February of 2011, the British court ruled that Assange should be extradited to Sweden. And then within 6 months, he's fighting that. Within 6 months, he applies for and gets asylum in the Ecuadorian embassy, and he's been there since. More on this when we come back. This is very serious, folks. A very, very dark day for free speech, free press, and the truth.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, I put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler. Right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogen, when you have the bad halogens, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy. Ladies and gentlemen, it is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. To offend, there is no free speech. It's the David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
And as I just said, the moves against free speech are like a rapidly metastasizing cancer. And now Julian Assange has been arrested. We were talking during the break, I was talking to Travis about how it's always necessary to have character assassination before you make the final move against these people, right? And the way that that was done was to go to Hollywood and have them make a high-profile movie to assassinate Julian Assange's character. Remember, that was the Fourth Estate, and you had a comment, Travis, about the role of John Oliver in extending that character assassination to late-night television, where we see character assassination done on a nightly basis by everybody that's there, typically against President Trump, but of course they also did it against Julian Assange.
Yeah, the thing that strikes me about this is just, again, he's not an American national. He's from Britain, and he's being used to push propaganda on the American people. That's the first problem I have.
That's right.
But also, he's part of this intellectual, quote-unquote, elite on the coast. He's just had his second son recently, fairly recently. This is the type of person that is paying to have their kid put into college. And the reason they hate Julian Assange is because he exposed their game to some extent. He's revealing what these people are actually up to. They don't like it when you see behind the curtain, and he is part of this sham.
Yeah, and the curtain really is hiding the, not just the deep state, it's the wide deep state, and it is very dark. And they have shills like John Oliver that are there to misdirect people and to also, you know, he's your friendly neighborhood comedian. He's just going to stick the knife in these people back for the deep state, for the intelligence community. That's exactly what's behind this. And when we look at what the Sun is doing, as I said, I went down, you know, some of their, the very beginning of it, it's like, okay, well, here's how the timeline is there. And you can see that just 1 month after the massive documents that were released by Manning via WikiLeaks, they trump up these charges about rape in Sweden. And that's when that began. And then he submitted himself to the police. I said, no, we gave him bail for a while. And then they said, we're going to extradite him to Sweden. He knew that that was really going to be an extradition to the United States. That was what this was all about. And then the narrative of the Sun, the UK paper, skips 5 whole years. Absolutely nothing happened for 5 years, evidently. Until the Swedish prosecutors closed their 7-year sex assault. They don't talk about all the information that WikiLeaks put out there. For a while, you know, things were just kind of at a standoff. Again, they had to build this effort doing character assassination with Hollywood and so forth. Let's take a little bit of time. Let's take him down a few notches. And then we'll be able to move against him. Which is precisely what they did. But things got really tough for him in Ecuador last year because of two things, the Ecuadorian embassy. Two things. His internet connection was cut off in March of last year. What was it? Let's see. What was it that was happening in March of last year? Oh, yeah, that's right. The Ides of March. That is when, for the last 3 years, 2017, 2016, 2015, 3 years in a row, we had had false flag gas attacks in Syria. Blamed on the Syrian government as they were closing in and shutting down different areas of ISIS. Then supposedly they wanted to try to snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory by going over the top and gassing people. And we exposed that as a false flag. It was eventually admitted in most of these cases. But they did it 3 years in a row. But in March of 2017, it was going to be their last attempt to do this. And they'd already gotten President Trump to fire missiles on the basis of one of these false flags. And perhaps that was the basis for which they put troops in there surreptitiously without telling the American people, illegally, unconstitutionally. We built a dozen bases in Syria, 4 airfields. We got thousands of troops. Who knows how many? We never had a debate about this, except the one that happened years ago where Jeff Sessions said to Leon Panetta when he was Secretary of Defense, well, you aren't going to put troops in there without talking to us, are you? Well, Senator, we will consult with the UN and with NATO, and if we decide that we do that, we'll do it, and we may inform you. Oh, I can't believe what I heard. You used to be a congressman. You know what the Constitution says. Well, we will talk to the UN and NATO, and maybe we will tell you. That kind of arrogance. So we've seen a similar exchange now between Rand Paul and Pompeo. Rand Paul telling Pompeo, you do not have our permission to go to war in Iran. Hopefully this time they will listen, but who knows? Who knows? They didn't listen in Syria. They didn't talk to the Congress. Maybe they informed the Congress. They certainly didn't inform the American people. It's like, well, who knew that they had 2,000 or 4,000 or who knows how many troops they got there? And yet they wanted to go in openly. They wanted to go in a bigger way. And so they had to have these false flags every March. And the one that they had in 2017... that was when he got his internet cut off, but it was also, it's 2018, as last year. That was when we had the Skripal poisoning. That was when Theresa May and Nikki Haley, again, the American and British deep state, the dark state, the intelligence communities that are the real governments using these shills, I called them the Valkyrie. You know, the Valkyrie in mythology were the warrior women who decided who would live or die. Well, that's kind of the role that was being played by Nikki Haley and Theresa May as they tried to sell this absurd narrative to push us into Syria. Oh, Putin tried to poison a guy who had been there for years as a double or triple agent. Oh, but, you know, right here, right at this time, right at the same time that you've got this false flag attack in Syria, that he took Novichok, which is 8 times more potent than our VX nerve gas, and he exposed it to them. And you had a doctor there, worked with them on the bench for a half hour. So, yeah, they looked like they had opioid poisoning. And then they didn't die. She didn't die. And Putin laughed about that. He was absolutely right. He said, it's Ben Novichok, they'd all be dead. But then they show up with the hazmat suits for the photo ops. It was ridiculous. And Julian Assange was talking about that, so they shut him off. They also got pretty upset about the fact that he exposed the crime and the corruption of the current president of Ecuador, Lenin Moreno. But then you have this other BBC rag, a British rag called the BBC. And, of course, they are nothing but government shills and mouthpieces. It's the official British press there, the government press. Their article, Julian Assange, WikiLeaks co-founder arrested in London. And they have one comment there, and it's from the Home Secretary, Sajid Javid, who says, I can confirm Julian Assange is now in police custody and rightly facing justice in the UK. I would like to thank Ecuador for its cooperation and the Metropolitan Police UK for its professionalism. No one is above the law. I looked at that and I thought, well, did he run out of characters? Because really what he's saying here is, you know, it's Twitter. You've got a limit as to how much you can say on Twitter. I'm sure that if he had a little bit more space, he could have also added the truth, which is what he's really saying. No one is safe. Yeah, no one is above the law. Well, actually in the UK and also in the US, no one is safe. No liberty is protected or respected. Corruption will be concealed. And our lies to start wars will not be exposed. That's really what he's crowing about. And I look at this and it's like, I don't know, is this guy from India? You know, the people that we have set up here in the West from India that we've brought over, like Sundar Pichai at Google, Nikki Haley, this guy, Javid, they have a very disturbing trend of authoritarianism, these people. Very willing shills, I guess. You know, it's one of the ways that the British Empire was able to rule India for such a long time. They only had the British people as very, very few people at the very top. And then they had this large organization that was populated with indigenous people to rule over them, right? They were the Quislings, if you will, of their time. And they betrayed their own people. So maybe they found some of the descendants of those people that they used in the British Empire. Bring them over to run the State Department, to be worshipped by conservatives, as so many conservatives falsely worship Nikki Haley. What a dangerous shill she is in this country. And, of course, this guy who's Homeland Secretary.
And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year so far. It matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order, towards your next order, you get 10%. Right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship, cancel anytime for free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360 Win at InfoWarStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oils is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
one of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalist. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
It's exactly clear. We showed you the pictures of Julian Assange being dragged out of the Ecuadorian embassy in handcuffs. We have the president of Ecuador, Lenin Moreno, saying, well, we just weren't happy with Julian Assange. He was discourteous and aggressive. Okay, so now we move from hate speech, which is any speech that they hate, to now he was rude. He was so rude. He was discourteous and aggressive. Well, how did he show his aggression? Well, it might have something to do with exposing the Panama Papers, which caused an investigation to be launched into this very president of Ecuador, Lenin Moreno. Last year, Ecuador briefly revoked some of Assange's privileges, including his access to the internet, over what they said was his poor hygiene habits. Except it was the Panama Papers that showed the poor hygiene habits of the Ecuadorian president as he was laundering money. Yeah, okay, yeah, that's that's what we're talking about. Money laundering. They launder money. They're corrupt, and they accuse you of poor hygiene habits. Okay, we understand. We understand. And the Panama Papers, folks, that is, if we really want to understand where this is all, the principles involved in this, this is the same principles that we saw with the Pentagon Papers. And many people are very concerned about what's going to happen to Julian Assange because of the statements made by idiots like Jeff Sessions, who said that it was a priority for him to get Julian Assange. Yeah, that was a priority for Jeff Sessions. Number one priority is overturning once and for all the 10th Amendment. The 9th and 10th Amendment. You know, you got all these states, two-thirds of the states say we're not going to lock people up for smoking pot or using it for medicine. Two-thirds for medicine. And so Jeff Sessions, well, show them. We're the federal government. The same guy who, by the way, just, you know, he's not going to invoke the Constitution against Leon Panetta, when Leon Panetta says, well, we will go to war based on our discussions with our allies, NATO and the UN. I don't really give a damn about the Constitution or about congressional oversight or declaration of war. He goes, ah, golly, I can't believe you signed that. Well, now he's embracing that kind of stuff, talking like that himself. Say, I don't care what the Constitution says. We're not going to let these people overthrow a UN-based war on drugs. You know, it's the UN that gave the schedule, four different schedules there with the different drugs populated in each one of them, and the UN put marijuana in there as the most dangerous drug, reefer madness. And after, 10 years after they did that, they handed it to Henry Kissinger, who gave it evidently to Richard Nixon. And okay, let me sign that, Henry. Puts his name on it, turns in his homework, and we got the war on drugs, so-called. In violation of the Constitution. We have the 9th and 10th Amendment, which is the reason why we have the 18th and 21st Amendment. The 18th Amendment prohibited alcohol. They had to amend the Constitution to prohibit alcohol. They never did that for pot or for anything else. Now everything is prohibited by the FDA or by the DEA, unless expressly permitted. And when you had the states start to exercise their power, Jeff Sessions really wanted to do something about it. But it's really kind of a problem, because if he actually came against the states, that might expose the con game they've been running on the American people, who don't read or know what the Constitution says. And there's a con game going on right now with the First Amendment, not just the 9th and 10th Amendment. Oh yeah, his first priority. First, we've got to shut down the states, nullifying unconstitutional actions by the federal government. Second priority, get Julian Assange, because he's telling people how we're lying to everybody. I couldn't be bothered to go after this criminal coup that was happening against President Trump and against our election. No, his priorities were to shut down free speech and shut down the 9th and 10th Amendment. That was Jeff Sessions' priority. And because of the statements made by Sessions, by many people in the federal government, they believe that Julian Assange is going to be tortured, executed, because that's what a lot of these guys are openly talking about. And so a UN envoy on torture warned Ecuador that revoking Assange's protection would be a violation last week, since he could face torture and mistreatment should he be extradited to the United States. Why would we assume that? Why would we assume that he might be tortured by the United States? Well, it might have something to do with the fact that the person who used to run the torture sites, Gina Haspel, was just put in charge of the CIA by President Trump. Shame on him for doing that. I never supported that. I will never support that move. President Trump was absolutely wrong about that. And what he did to suck up to the intelligence agency may be why they're starting to let him off the hook, because they never got tough with these guys. Maybe he's made a deal with these people behind closed doors. And let me just say this to you, President Trump. If you're going to make a deal with them over Julian Assange and sell him down the river, just repeat that poem from Hiram Mann. No man survives when freedom fails, when the best men are put in filthy jails, and those who cry appease, appease, are hanged by those they tried to please. Do you know where that poem came from, folks? That's not from the American Revolution. That is the spirit of the American Revolution, isn't it? I was kind of surprised to find out that that was written by a guy who died in 2014. He was 92 years old, a black man, African American. He was one of the Tuskegee Airmen. They called them Red Tails because they had the tail on their planes painted red. When he tried to sign up to fight against tyrants, they wouldn't let him because he was black. He said, actually, I got three strikes against me. I'm black. I'm married. I only had 1 year of college. He eventually got in. It was important for him to fight for his freedom, and whether or not they were going to give all the freedom to him or not, he was still going to fight for his freedom. And he wasn't going to let evil men get away with this. So he signed up. He eventually got in there. And he just died, this World War II vet, Hiram Mann, who wrote that, just died in 2014 at the age of 92. He flew 48 missions in World War II. Good for him. I'm glad to see that the spirit of liberty did not die with the founding fathers. But you got a black man who went to the ultimate test in World War II. Still American. American to the core. And we're going to need more people like that. Because when we look at what's happening across the globe, this is a very dangerous time and a lot of people are asleep. And I see a lot of people on the left applauding the censorship against Alex Jones, against InfoWars, against people that they don't like politically. They embrace that. I mean, even the New York Times has been largely silent about this, even though their lawyers have spoken out about the dangerous precedent that this sets. At the same time that we have Hollywood patting itself on the back about the Pentagon Papers. Remember the movie, The Post, that was done by Steven Spielberg, talking about the Washington Post and New York Times and how they went to bat to publish the Pentagon Papers. Now, Daniel Ellsberg, who leaked the Pentagon Papers to them, could have gone to jail for that. But the New York Times and the Washington Post, they took a lot of heat from the government, and they were concerned whether or not the government would respect the free press. And it came right up to the line, but at that point in time, even in the 1960s, at the height of the Vietnam War, the government did not cross the line against the First Amendment. Those days are over. Those days are over. And we don't have the New York Times and Washington Post of the 1960s anymore. They're out there pushing their political agenda, and they want to arrest and jail and overthrow elections, and they want to get rid of anybody that they don't like. And they will use any tactic to do it. They don't care about principle anymore. The lawyer for the New York Times, David McCraw, as WikiLeaks pointed out, said, I think the prosecution of Assange would be a very, very bad precedent for publishers. That's to say the least. And that incident, from everything I know, he's sort of in a classic publisher's position. I think the law would have a very hard time drawing a distinction between the New York Times and WikiLeaks. He's absolutely right. The Atlantic commented, if the U.S. government can prosecute the WikiLeaks editor for publishing classified material, then every media outlet is at risk. Folks, every media outlet is at risk. That's why we need your support. That's why we had a 50-hour broadcast to support free speech at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off all of our products, free shipping, double Patriot points. So you get 10% discount on future purchases. Take a look at the products we've got there. A minimum of 50% off. Some of our most popular products, 55 and 60% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
It's simple. If you want to beat the globalists, if you want to take on the New World Order, I'm not doing Bitcoin pump and dumps with Jack Dorsey. I'm not sitting here selling you cancer cures. I'm not sitting here, you know, selling you late-term abortion and all great it is. I just go out and say, what is the top heart pill? What is the top? Turmeric's the best seller because it's anti-inflammatory. And what's the best lab in the country? Okay, they're the highest rated. I'm like, you're only 50% curcuminoid? Well, yeah, they only put $5 product in a bottle, but that's still incredible, sir. And I'm like, what's the highest you could do? Month later, 90-95%. No one's ever done. I said, how much does that cost per bottle? That costs $10. No one's ever done that. Sir, the average competitor is 3-5%. You're the top brand's 50%. I'm like, we're going to have 95% curcuminoid. I mean, you understand, like, that's like our information's explosive. Our fish oil. I go out and I get the cleanest, the best. My children take it. You think I'm going to give you fish oil that isn't the very damn best on my soul? You think I'm going to screw somebody over like one of these devil worshippers? Never. InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, as we look at this coup against President Trump and then the coup against the First Amendment that we see demonstrated, literally free speech in handcuffs as Julian Assange is dragged out of the embassy. As we look at the documents that have been uncovered by Judicial Watch, they're going through here looking at discussions with the companies that are running the private email server for Hillary Clinton, talking about, we got these backups, we got to get rid of them. Looking at the discussions coming from some people in government concerned about security violations. And then a month later, they purchase BleachBit and get rid of the stuff. And part of these discussions involved James Clapper, of all people. Now, James Clapper, who lied to us all about Dragnet surveillance. But even more important than that, and I try to stress this to people, I think few people understand really what's going on and the implications of what's going on as we expand this net of control with 5G. 5G has got some very serious health consequences for us. But it also has even greater consequences for our security, freedom, and privacy. Very dire consequences for the government's ability to control us. As we can see in some of the headline articles today, IBM's artificial intelligence knows when people will quit their job with a 95% accuracy. They can monitor your actions, your metadata. They're not looking. The way this works, artificial intelligence is not sitting there looking at people's discussions. They're not reading their emails, sending something to their coworkers or their friends or family or something. I just can't handle this job anymore. Pressure here is awful. I'm not happy with what they're paying me. No, they're not looking at that kind of stuff to say, oh, they're going to quit their job. No, they're just looking at different things that they do in the same way that Google can predict where you're going to be this afternoon with more accuracy than you can. We've seen those types of reports as well, and they are true. Or the fact that Amazon's Alexa isn't just artificial intelligence. There's thousands of humans listening to you. But it's not just the listening aspect of that. Yes, that is troublesome. And yes, they are working on this stuff. But where James Clapper hung out for the most part was in geospatial intelligence. And it's there where they look at your metadata. Remember we had the liars who were trying to cover up all this stuff as Ed Snowden released this information. They said, we're not listening to your stuff like Amazon is. No, they were far more sophisticated. They would, it's far easier for them, and they are far more advanced, quite frankly, than Alexa. They're able to get your metadata and look at your activity. They call it activity-based intelligence, ABI. And they use that to master the human domain. Human domain analytics. They make predictions about what you're going to do. It's anticipatory intelligence, a large field that will overlay geographically your political, religious beliefs and so forth and map you out based on your activity. And that has been the fastest growing part of the intelligence community. And that's where James Clapper has, that was his ticket to the top. He's been the keynote speaker for the geospatial intelligence conferences. They're held on an annual basis. They have thousands of people. It is the biggest and fastest growing part of the intelligence community. And, of course, they don't talk about that too much. And nobody pays any attention to it. Nobody in the press talks about it. I'm the only one that I've ever heard talk about it. But you better pay attention to it because that's what this really looks like. Another article coming out of Roll Call. Your car is watching you. Who owns the data? Well, of course, the government believes that all data that is collected by a corporation is owned by that corporation, not by you. That's the same principle under which Google and Facebook and all these people turn over all of your information to the government. And folks, that's why the CIA's venture capital firm was created, InQtel. That's why they put people at the top of the NSA on these venture capital firms, was to create private corporations to get the data so they could legally turn it over to the government.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, as I look at the statements of people in defense of Julian Assange, I'm struck by the fact that most of them are on the left. The left doesn't really seem to have a problem supporting Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. They do have a problem supporting InfoWars and Alex Jones. I think it's possibly because of the big revelations that came out of WikiLeaks initially were things that they liked. And because they don't like what we say about government, because they don't agree with our narrative, because they don't agree with the fact that we support President Trump and a nationalist point of view, they don't support our speech in principle. And that's a sad thing, to see this kind of partisan divide over something that ought to be uniting people on both sides. And it's that very divide in supporting free speech that makes us very vulnerable. You know, we'll see the New York Times come out and say things like this. An indictment centering on the publication of information of public interest would create a precedent with profound implications for press freedom. Yeah, that's true. Again, going back to the Pentagon Papers, right? It's okay to expose the lies about Vietnam, but if we, on the other hand, here at InfoWars, expose the lies about what's going on in Syria, oh, well, then we're working with Russia and RT and so forth, and so we can't be trusted because they have a political agenda. It's who they're allied with at the different times. And so New York Times also goes on to say, Mr. Assange is not a traditional journalist. But what he does at WikiLeaks has also been difficult to distinguish in a legally meaningful way from what a traditional news organization like the New York Times does on an everyday basis. They said, we seek out and publish information that officials would prefer to be kept secret, including classified national security matters. Well, sometimes they do. And sometimes they're shills for the Democrat Party. That's what we do, quite frankly. That's what independent media does. And they don't support that. They've become partisan shills in this fight. What that statement said there is absolutely true. But I don't believe that that is the way that the New York Times operates on a daily basis, unfortunately. But I still support them as free speech. And unlike CNN, I'm not trying to get CNN thrown off either. I recognize that they're highly partisan. I recognize that they've put out, that we've exposed and analyzed the lies that have been told by CNN about President Trump, his administration, about us. But they have been focused on trying to silence InfoWars. That's why I said a couple of days ago, I was struck by the fact when I went to the National Press Club, and there was that press conference in the Peter Zinger room, the guy who was in New York, and he wrote stuff about the New York governor that the New York governor didn't like and charged him with libel and tried to shut down his press organization. He fought it, established some very important precedents about free speech in this country. And so they have a room there at the National Press Club in his honor. And folks, we are going to have a situation where in future years, there'll be rooms named after Julian Assange and Alex Jones, or we're not going to have any free speech left. It's just that simple. And they go on to talk about how in this defense of Julian Assange that's put up by WikiLeaks, it's actually a website, defend.wikileaks.org. And they put all this stuff out going back to March 17th. So this is, you know, over a month ago. Oh, about a month ago. And in it, they said the Trump administration has confirmed that it has charged WikiLeaks publisher Julian Assange and that it seeks his extradition from the UK. Going back to 2013, Manning, who released the initial documents that really put WikiLeaks in the sights of the American national security state, Manning said in trial in 2013, the decisions that I made to send documents and information to WikiLeaks were my own. Took full responsibility for that. In the same way that Daniel Ellsberg took full responsibility for exposing lies about Vietnam, Manning exposed lies about some of the operations that we were doing and some of the criminal actions of Hillary Clinton. You know, we have the information about Hillary Clinton and the DNC and so forth because of WikiLeaks for the most part. They had the guts to publish that stuff. That's why they're coming after them. And just as President Trump is saying, it was a coup, an attempted coup, by dirty cops. They've been busted. They're going to be investigated. Good. I'm glad that's happening. But let's get to the bottom of this racketeering organization that we have there. The deep, the wide, the dark state. Because it isn't going to be good enough to go after just one or two of these guys. You know, you don't shut down the mafia by getting, you know, sending one guy to jail. It takes a lot of prosecutions. You've got to expose the entire organization. You got to break the back of the organization. President Trump doesn't do that. If instead he goes after the enemies of the mafia in Washington, if he goes after the enemies of the deep, dark, wide state like Julian Assange, the people who have told us the truth. What President Trump needs to do is pardon Julian Assange, and then he needs to do a Julian Assange on the deep, wide, dark state and expose their secrets once and for all, because these people have taken over our government and they're working in collusion with the British government to subvert free speech worldwide. You have to understand that's really what is at risk here, President Trump. And if you try to appease these people, if you're happy that they're going to let you off the hook because you're going to do things like put Gina Haspel in charge of the CIA, make peace with them, give them some of their wars, and, you know, appeasement never works with these people. You're going to have to expose them and take them down, or they will take you down. And more importantly, they will take down America. This is about more than one man. More than one man. The Trump administration says WikiLeaks is seeking to use its case against WikiLeaks as an icebreaker to crush the rest of the press. They also point out that prosecuting WikiLeaks is a severe precedent-setting threat to the freedom of the press. Of course it is. Finally, they say the Trump administration should not be able to prosecute a journalist in the UK who is operating from the UK and the rest of Europe over claims under U.S. law. Think about that. It's the same type of thing that's happening to Kim.com. If you go to Kim.com's Twitter account, he has something to the effect, I don't have it in front of me, but it's something to the effect, I never worked there, I never lived there, I never even traveled there, but everything that I have has been taken by the United States government. Think about that. And that's essentially what is happening to Julian Assange with these assertions made by the Trump administration. And some of these people that President Trump has made peace with and appeased. The Trump administration, I'll repeat this, should not be able to prosecute a journalist in the UK. The Trump administration should not be able to get somebody who is operating in the UK and Europe over claims that they violated U.S. law. Turn it around. Should China be able to arrest an American journalist who is publishing crimes and corruption in China? Should we allow that to happen? I mean, we've got Twitter on a regular basis threatening people with speech, saying, you know what you just said about Islam or about Sharia law is a violation of Pakistani law. And it's like, no doubt. Pakistan just had a woman on death row for 10 years because she had the audacity as a Christian to get a drink of water in front of a bunch of Muslim women in a field. They're all working in a field. The Muslim said, you convert, you dirty Christian. She said, I'm not going to do it. So they said, blasphemy. And they put her on death row for 10 years. And Twitter is warning people that we are violating laws from a country like that. So should Pakistan be able to extradite people who say things like that on Twitter? See, these are the principles that are involved here, President Trump and America. Because if President Trump won't do it, you're going to have to do the heavy lifting. Believe me, you're not going to be carried to a state of liberty on a feather bed. You're going to have to do it yourself. You're going to have to want your freedom badly enough to fight for it. We'll be right back.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master build. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of. There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select storable foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I think this sentence from RT sums it up. As he faces a major corruption probe, Ecuadorian President Lenin Moreno is preparing to meet another demand from Washington. Yeah, the UK has become a third-rate power, a tool of both the European Union and the United States, a betrayal of the British voters and democracy, as Theresa May announces that she and the EU have decided they will overthrow the British election till Halloween. Till Halloween. How fitting for that witch. And it's the same type of thing that we saw years ago in Greece. I remember one of the first times I saw Nigel Farage. He stood up to these people in the European Parliament and said, "How dare you? In the cradle of democracy in Greece, you overthrow their election and you put a Goldman Sachs banker in charge," which is what they did. They did it. They got away with it. And now they have basically done the same thing the British people who wanted to get out of the clutches of those criminals. Now, Theresa May is a stooge of any of these people. She's a stooge of the European Union. She is a stooge of the American intelligence agencies, the military-industrial complex, which is multinational. You know, Julian Assange was afraid that Australia would turn him over. Of course they would, because they're part of the Five Eyes world government. It is the union of all these intelligence agencies, so the CIA at the center of it. The American intelligence agency allied with the British, Australian, New Zealand, and Canadian agencies. It is a dark world government. It is a mafia government. And these people are no longer afraid. I mean, it'd be good for President Trump and Attorney General Barr to lock up Brennan and Clapper for their crimes. You know, Clapper committed perjury. And it's been more than 5 years ago. The statute of limitations has run out on that. When Ron Wyden asked him, "Are you spying on the American people?"
Can you clarify that question? Not intentionally, no.
And then within about a month or so, we got the Snowden leaks that showed that he was. And Congress never did anything about that. But of course, in some of these ancillary charges in the attempted coup against President Trump, you've got all kinds of people that they tried to turn against President Trump by charging them, like Roger Stone, charging them with lying to Congress. When he didn't. And it wasn't about it. The question wasn't even about anything that was germane. It was simply a trap to try to create a process crime. But what Clapper said was very important. And it was a big issue. And you even had Hayden say, "I'm so mad at Ron Wyden. I've played that clip many times." He goes to the Washington Lee as a very, nobody paid any attention to his speech there. It was an amazing speech. I took that apart. I said, look at this part. I went through and analyzed that speech in detail. Nobody else really took a look at that. It's just amazing to me, all the different things that he had to say there. And one of the things that he had to say was, shame on Ron Wyden. He knew we were spying on the American people. He and all the other senators there knew it, and all the staff knew it. And he put Clapper on the spot and made him lie. And now Clapper is still saying, "Well, I didn't understand the question." No, he knew exactly what he was doing. Knew exactly what he was doing. It's not enough, really. It's a start, but it's not enough to lock up Clapper and Brennan. You got to take down the whole mafia organization. And the way you do that, President Trump, is you go full Julian Assange on their ass. You declassify what they did on 9/11. Expose them. Expose the foundation to take over the coup against our government. Because it's about more than just a coup against you, President Trump. And it is rapidly metastasizing. I want to play for you a clip from Brennan commenting on Barr, because Barr is, he's starting to look at his back. At the very least, I think Barr is going to come after some of these people, unless he's turned. I don't know. I really don't know how to read Barr. He's made some very interesting statements, but then kind of walked them back a little bit as people reacted to that. We're going to go over his statements here in just a moment. But here's what Brennan said. I don't know. Was he on the CIA News Network, CNN? MSNBC, yeah. Okay. Here's Brennan saying, well, Barr is sounding like Trump's personal lawyer. Let's play the clip.
Good word. Is he a toady? Is he saying the kind of language that Trump wants to hear him use?
Well, unfortunately, I think over the past several weeks, I've been very disappointed in Attorney General Barr. I had higher expectations for him. He shaped the narrative after the Mueller report. He, in fact, then also had this testimony today that I think was very carefully nuanced as a way to try to support the Donald Trump's positions. So he acted more like a personal lawyer for Donald Trump today rather than the Attorney General.
Here's what I don't understand about...
Oh, yeah. Very, very nuanced statements. Yeah. This is the guy who defended the drone assassinations, basically was running them. Yeah, I've had this nuanced language that comes out of the CIA. You know, you torture people, you call it enhanced interrogation. You have a kill list of people that you want to kill without due process, including American citizens abroad. You call it a disposition matrix. And he defends that. So yeah, you want to talk about nuanced language and how you can, conceal exactly what you're doing on various issues like that. We had Attorney General Barr, as I said, he said, we're going to be looking into some of these investigations. He went even further yesterday. He said spying did occur. This is when he was talking to the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee hearing. He expanded on comments that he made the day before. Writes Zero Hedge. But the question, he said, is whether it was adequately predicated. And I'm not suggesting that it wasn't adequately predicated, but I need to explore that. And so that got everybody talking, rightfully so. He said he was asked a follow-up question. And I said, do you want to rephrase that? I think the word spying could cause people in the cable news ecosystem to freak out. No, it's exactly what happened. Spying. And we're looking at you, Brennan and Clapper. You are the spies who, along with the others there at Langley, CIA, worked with spies in the UK to create this whole false narrative. And now these same people are doing this to Julian Assange, not just to shut down a single election, but to shut down our free speech. And that's going to shut down every single election coming up. That's why I said this is far bigger than a coup against our election. Yeah, there's Clapper as he's talking to the law students at Washington and Lee. But anyway, Barr came back and he says, well, let's call it unauthorized surveillance. Is that more appropriate in your eyes? He said, I'm going to be reviewing both the genesis and the conduct of intelligence activities directed at the Trump campaign during 2016. Folks, we said for a long time that the information and documents have come out show that Brennan was running this for Obama, that they both knew that he was really kind of the guy running this whole operation, as you'd expect. It's the Five Eyes world government that is coming after President Trump, coming after Julian Assange, and President Trump better realize that. And he better not try to appease these people. He better come after them with everything he's got, and he better defend Julian Assange. He needs people who will tell the truth. We'll be right back.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalists, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. American Dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've been talking about Julian Assange, arrested this morning at the Ecuadorian embassy in London. And this has global implications for every one of us. Anyone who wants individual freedom, who wants free speech, who wants free elections, happening on the same day that Theresa May has proudly shut down Brexit. Oh, well, we'll wait now till Halloween, says the witch. So let's talk about what's going on here in the United States. Let's start talking about Attorney General Barr. And, of course, understand that the United States is ultimately behind what's happening in the UK. Again, same people that were conspiring together to come after President Trump are now conspiring together to come after Julian Assange and your free speech. And to punish any news organization that tells the truth about their lies, that exposes their corruption, like the Panama Papers. That's what the gripe that the Ecuadorian leader has with him. He says, oh, you know, he's rude. He's got hygiene issues. Hygiene issues when he talks about the money laundering of the Ecuadorian president. That's right. That's what the hygiene issues are. Yeah. As Attorney General Barr said, you don't want to call it spying. We'll call it unauthorized surveillance. How about that? You like that? You know, because these people like euphemisms. Again, It's not drone assassinations. It's a not a kill list. It's a disposition matrix. You know, let's just call it what it is, right? We're not torturing people. We're doing enhanced interrogation. That's just wet works. You know, kind of like money laundering, and we got wet works. It just sounds great, doesn't it? Anyway, he said, I'm going to be reviewing. This is what Barr said yesterday. So he talked to the House, and he talked to the Senate. He's went a little bit further when he talked to the Senate. He said, I'm going to be reviewing both the genesis and the conduct of intelligence activities. We're looking at you, Brennan, and he knows that. He says, well, he sounds like President Trump's personal lawyer. You better get one, Brennan. You better make sure you got a personal lawyer. You're going to need one. He said, a lot of this has already been investigated, said A.G. Barr, and a substantial portion that's being investigated is being investigated by the Inspector General of the Department. I'm not saying that improper surveillance occurred. I'm saying I'm concerned about that and looking into it. And as The Hill reports, Barr downplayed recent reports that he had formed a team to investigate the FBI's actions in the original Russia counterintelligence probe, but he said he had in mind bringing, quote, some colleagues together to review information turned up by the Inspector General investigation. He pointed out that two former U.S. attorneys linked to the Trump campaign, that'd be both Chris Christie and Rudy Giuliani, were not notified of any investigation. He said, I just want to satisfy myself that there was no abuse of law enforcement or intelligence powers, A.G. Barr told Lindsey Graham in the Senate, though he insisted he was not launching an investigation into the FBI. Well, I don't know why we're tiptoeing around this anymore, quite frankly. I mean, that's fine. Maybe he needs to do that before he gets his ducks in a row. But this stuff has been covered for a very long time. That's why I don't even really talk about it. It's like if we're just going to turn this into a soap opera for ratings, I'm not interested in doing that. I mean, CNN has already done it. If President Trump is going to get serious and do something about it, fine. If Barr is going to investigate these people for spying, call it what it is. They're crooks. They're criminals. We all know that. We've seen the documents, and we're getting even more documents that are coming out. We've got Judicial Watch. As they finally got their FOIA request that they put back in October of 2016, and we've been getting drips and drabs of this stuff for the last several years now. And, of course, we knew it was a fraud from the very beginning. I was at the Democrat National Convention in July of 2016. And that was right after all this information about Hillary Clinton and the DNC. That was one of the things that, again, gets Julian Assange in trouble because he published the information that was leaked. And they had already assassinated him through his character, through Hollywood movies, through John Oliver, as Travis was talking about last hour. And so they're ready to make a move against him. You know, Hillary Clinton had been exposed by WikiLeaks and the crimes that she had committed, the various things that she had done in Libya and elsewhere, many different areas of Hillary Clinton exposed by WikiLeaks. That information was turned over by an individual. It was leaked in the same way the Pentagon Papers were leaked to the Washington Post, New York Times. It wasn't hacked by the Russians. William Binney, the honest person that used to be at the NSA. Are there any honest people there anymore? I hope so. I don't know. He was a patriot. He worked for decades as the technical head of the NSA. And then he became a whistleblower after they went off the rails and against the Constitution after 9/11. He and Thomas Drake and others. Anyway, he did an analysis of this. And he said, it's not possible. We look at the timestamps on some of these things that were released. It's not possible for that to have been done over the internet with those timestamps. They couldn't have transferred the files that quickly over the internet. So according to him, it's not technically feasible that it would have been hacked by foreign government. And that would line up with what WikiLeaks had said. Julian Assange said, we did not get this information from a state actor. All this stuff about it being from Russia is a lie. You had a former UK ambassador who said, I went to America, I got the documents from the DNC. I got it from a whistleblower there. There were people inside the DNC that were rightfully upset about how Hillary Clinton had rigged the primaries against Bernie Sanders. And yet when I was there in July, all these people were, Russia, Ukraine, and all this other kind of stuff. Yeah, there was collusion with Ukraine. I've talked to Lee Stranahan many times. He's right on top of what was going on in Ukraine. There was collusion. It wasn't between Trump and Russia. There was collusion between corrupt officials in the Ukraine and people in the DNC, like Alexandria Chalupa, who was there. And you got the Ukrainian prosecutors, Ukrainian government officials, Ukrainian law enforcement officials, as John Solomon is reporting in The Hill, asking U.S. prosecutors, why don't you want our evidence on Democrats? You want collusion? Take a look at the corruption and the collusion of the Democrats with people in the Ukraine to create fake information and to use it to overthrow your election. You're not interested in that? We've been trying to give you this information. So that's why I look at this and it's like, well, okay, A.G. Barr is slow walking this. Maybe he feels like he's got to do that. But this stuff has been out there for a very long time. As John Solomon writes in The Hill, Ukrainian law enforcement officials believe they have evidence of wrongdoing by American Democrats and their allies in Kiev, ranging from the 2016 election interference to obstructing criminal probes. I've interviewed an individual from the Ukraine. I've talked to Lee Stranahan multiple times about that. It's very well known. It's very well documented. We've got eyewitnesses who will talk about this. Eyewitnesses who have to go on the run from these people in the Ukraine and the CIA who worked with the Democrats to try to overthrow our election. But these Ukrainian law enforcement officials say that they've been thwarted in trying to get the Trump Justice Department to act. Konstantin Kulik, deputy head of the Prosecutor General's International Legal Cooperation Department, told John Solomon, and other senior law enforcement officials tried unsuccessfully since last year to get visas from the U.S. Embassy in Kiev to deliver their evidence to Washington. We were supposed to share this information during a working trip to the United States, Kulik told me in a wide-ranging interview. However, the U.S. ambassador blocked us from obtaining a visa. She didn't explicitly deny our visa, but she also didn't give it to us. So it's like, hey, we got evidence here. We'd like to come here and handle. No. You can't even have a visa to come. We're not going to let you in the country to give that information. That's why I say it's very, I don't know what's going on with Barr. He's said some good things, but then he's kind of moderated it back. This information has been out there for years about Alexandria Chalupa and others. And other people have gone on record, without having to ask permission. They're the ones who put their necks on the line, just like Julian Assange did. We'll tell you what Judicial Watch uncovered. I gave you a little snippet of it the other day. I've got more about that on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Back, folks. Let's talk a little bit about what Judicial Watch found, because I read to you yesterday reports about the emails that they found. It took them years to get this back. It was October 2016, so we're looking at, like, what, 2.5 years that they asked for this? And, of course, if you ask for something from the government, they will deny it. You know, they're supposed to provide information under the Freedom of Information Act. They routinely refuse, and so you have to sue them. That's basically what Judicial Watch does all the time, is sue them. And they finally got this information just recently. 422 pages of FBI documents showing evidence of cover-up discussions related to the Clinton email system, along with their private contractor, Platte River Networks, one of the vendors that managed the Clinton email system. And, of course, you know, this is not the vendor even. That when the FBI went there and said, oh, you would like to look at the servers and so forth. And I said, well, no, there is nothing to see here. These are not the droids you're looking for. Go away. And they said, oh, okay, okay. I mean, just that right there, the difference in the way the FBI acted, the deference to Her Royal Majesty, Her Royal Clinton, HRC. Not HRM, but it's HRC. It's like, oh, yeah, sorry to bother you. Oh, so sorry. As they scurry away. But then when it comes to Paul Manafort or Roger Stone, it's a full-on no-knock raid with guns drawn in the middle of the night. Yeah. And that's the way the FBI operates with anybody other than Her Royal Clinton, HRC. But as Judicial Watch talks about this, the Intelligence Inspector General had at the time, years ago, back in 2015, suggested that the entire collection could be classified. Oh, who knew that they were classified? She said, oh, I don't know that. No, you did know that. That's now been discovered in these emails that they finally got after the lawsuit to get the Department of Justice to finally obey the law. Unbelievable what's going on in this country. The documents also show Intelligence Community Inspector General, ICIG, Charles McCullough, forwarding concerns about classified information in former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's emails. I mean, you know, who would think that? You set up a website, ClintonEmails.com. Come and get them, China. Anybody else? It's kind of a high-tech Dropbox there, you know. The way they used to do it in the old Cold War stuff, you would meet on a park bench. You'd both have a newspaper. You'd have the microfiche in your newspaper. You'd set it down and pretend that you're not looking at this other person. And then you would get up and walk away. That other person would pick up the newspaper, pretend they're reading it, and then walk away with a microfiche. Well, for Hillary Clinton, she just has an email server in a private place there. And after, you know, they make the donations to the Clinton Foundation, and then it's like, oh, you know, we get them. You can find them there at ClintonEmail.com. They're not protected or anything. They just happen to be born above top secret. The new documents uncovered by Judicial Watch also contain Clinton's 2009 classified information non-disclosure agreement that bears her signature. In other words, she signed it. You know, this is the person who is running the State Department. And she signed a paper talking about how you handle classified documents. So that's the irony here, that is part of this trove of information showing how she violated, knowingly, willfully violated national security. There's her signature there saying that she agrees to the rules of national security. A December 11th, 2014 Platte River Networks email between redacted parties said, "It's all part of the Hillary cover-up operation, smile. I'll have to tell you about it at the party." And they also were sending emails questioning about what do they do about old backups. Do we have any way of getting those back after we were told to cut it to 30 days? That's right. Get rid of this information. Limited time only there. In March of 2015, Platte River Networks specifically discusses security of the email server. And then, 2 weeks later, on March 31st, 2015, documents show that Platte River Network used BleachBit on the Clinton server. The BleachBit program, you know, like wiping that server. You mean like with a cloth, said her Royal Clinton? Was downloaded from a vendor called SourceForge at 11:42 a.m. March 31st, 2015. According to a computer event log, and over the next half hour, they used it to delete the files on Hillary's server. The documents also contain emails and handwritten notes that were written in June and July of 2015 from the Office of Intelligence Community Inspector General, who is discussing what he said were concerns, quote-unquote concerns, over classified information. The potential damage to the foreign relations of the United States could be significant, said the Inspector General McCullough. He forwards the concern, saying, "We need you plugged in on this." And there's an email from June 27th, 2015, while working with the inspector, I've personally reviewed hundreds of documents in the HRC collection, her Royal Clinton's collection. I can now say without reservation that there are literally hundreds of classified emails in this collection, maybe more. For example, there are comments by department staff and emails relating to the WikiLeaks, unauthorized disclosures, and many of the emails relating to this actually confirm the information in the disclosures. So, as they're worried about the fact that WikiLeaks has told us the truth, and they're saying that's not true, in their emails, they're actually confirming that it is true. And, of course, they are doing emails on unsecured servers. In an August 2015 classified memo prepared by the FBI Counterintelligence Division regarding the findings of the Inspector General with respect to Hillary's email server, the FBI knew at the time. This corrupt FBI knew at the time. And, of course, there were people in the FBI that were absolutely flabbergasted that this investigation was shut down by corrupt officials at the top. But the FBI noted that the Inspector General had found that in a sampling of only 40 of Hillary's 30,000 emails, they said that she's got 30,000 emails that they know of. They just did a random sample of 40, and they found that four of them were classified. So 10%. In just a small random sample. A subsequent letter sent by Senator Richard Burr, Republican, North Carolina, to ODNI Clapper Office of Department of National Intelligence, Clapper, James Clapper. So we've got Senator Burr sending notification to James Clapper regarding this sample. He says, hey, look, you know, we just did a sample of the tens of thousands of emails. And this is in 2015, remember? We've got 10% of this small sample we did are classified. He sends the information to Clapper regarding this sample of Clinton's emails, and he notes that he thinks they were all classified at the secret level. You think, quite frankly, probably born above top secret. And I have interviewed the poor sailor who was scapegoated by James Clapper. Again, the corruption that we see in the FBI, the Department of Justice, and especially the people who concocted this whole thing. We have the intelligence agencies. You know, as James Clapper said, yeah, multiple felonies were committed, but we're not going to do anything about it. And then he goes after this poor sailor and sends him to jail because he took a picture of his bunk. That is bunk. All right, folks, if you want to support InfoWars, we are the tip of the spear in this stuff. Yeah, they just arrested Julian Assange, and we all got to hang together. The thing that concerns me is the lack of understanding of many on the left cheering the censorship of InfoWars. You have been our sponsors. You have been our loyal audience that have stood behind us. We did a 50-hour broadcast to talk about the importance of the First Amendment, free speech, your free speech, as well as the free press. We have 50% off and more at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we fund this operation. Not ashamed to say that we sell natural products that are both effective and safe. We're going to talk about vaccines and this war of drugs that's being forced on people, pushed on us and pushed into us when we come up in the next hour. But we've got everything there, 50% or more off. Some of the most popular products are 55%, 60% off. Take a look at the products that we have there. We have free shipping store-wide. We have double Patriot points. You'll get 10% discount off of future purchases based on what you buy. Free shipping store-wide, up to 60% off. Some of the 60% off items, Brain Force Plus, one of my favorite supplements, DNA Force Plus, very effective at protecting your mitochondrial DNA. And that is a very expensive product to produce. That is a massive dollar saving, 60% off. Others, like our all-natural sleep aid knockout, Bod Ease, our all-natural aid to fight inflammation, turmeric, and many other natural ingredients, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, as Julian Assange was drug out in handcuffs, and you see pictures of him, as I said, he looked like the Count of Monte Cristo after staying in that wonderful embassy. You know, they called the prison, at least Alexandre Dumas called the prison that Count of Monte Cristo was kept in, he called it the Chateau. Yeah. Anyway, as he was drug out, he was holding a book by Gore Vidal. I show a picture of the get a close-up of that book there. There you go. And the book is Gore Vidal, History of the National Security State, a collection of original interviews by Gore Vidal. It came out in January of 2014. The description of the book says that it discusses the historical events that led to the establishment of the massive military-industrial security complex and the political culture that gave us the imperial presidency. You know, I've been reading a book by Annie Jacobson, Operation Paperclip, which was also at the center of the establishment of the military-industrial complex. That's what we got after World War II. And the Nazi scientists who were brought over as part of our nuclear program, our rocket program. And, of course, you know, we all celebrated the Nazi scientists who gave us the rocket program, except they also had been involved in brutal slave labor situations. Yeah, there's that book there from Annie Jacobson. They'd also been involved in brutal slave labor to build the rockets that they launched against the UK, against Allied forces. And nobody came out of those factories alive. As a matter of fact, they built them underground. They were so afraid of the prisoners that they were using as slave labor that they would not even give them picks and axes, because those picks and axes could be used against them. You know, that's one of the things that I remember when I used to talk to when I was with the Libertarian Party, and we would talk about the importance of the Second Amendment. I remember some reporters saying, the same kind of stuff we're hearing from Eric Swalwell right now. They'd say, you think you're going to be able to withstand the American government? You know, they've got a lot of weapons. You know, so like Eric Swalwell said, we're going to take all your assault weapons. And as Joe Biggs and others said, well, you're going to start a civil war if you do something like that, calling for weapons confiscation like they've done in New Zealand and Australia. And he said, well, we got nuclear weapons and they're legit. And we can use them and we've got, you know, we can drop bombs on you and so forth. It's like, oh, okay, you want to go that way? You might want to, Eric Swalwell, go back and look at the history of the uprising in the Warsaw Ghetto. That's why these Nazi scientists, the rocket scientists, were so worried about giving picks and axes to the people there. Because they started with just one hammer. Took out one Nazi soldier, got his gun, used that gun to take out some more, got some bigger weapons and so forth. They tied down a couple of panzer divisions and a lot of troops in the Warsaw area for quite a long time. Until on April 19th, they burned them out just like they did the people at Waco. So, yeah, you've got torches and you've got tear gas canisters that you can use against people in confined spaces, against Geneva Convention. And that's the difference, by the way, is using that stuff not only in confined spaces, that's not allowed, but also because that is that'll kill people in a confined space. It's very different to use it in a confined space than it is in the open area. But they also started fires with that. But, you know, in that book about national security by Annie Jacobson, the original top secret, you know what that was? The original top secret? It was how few nuclear weapons the U.S. had. They were trying to bluff the Russians. Said, oh, we only got 13 of them. That's why, folks, the original top secret was how weak the government really is. And if we realize that, take a look at this cartoon here. You've probably seen this cartoon. The politician standing out on a plank and all the people standing there. If they realize the situation, we can walk away from these people They don't have any power if we don't support them. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year. So far, it matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10%. Right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship, cancel anytime for free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360 Win at InfoWarStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. The fight against free speech is escalating rapidly. It is worldwide. It's not just in China, where they're going around arresting people, going door-to-door, arresting people who have Facebook on their phones and sending them to concentration camps. At the same time, you've got Apple Music censoring songs about Tiananmen Square massacre, doing it to help that same Chinese government that is arresting people who happen to have Facebook on their phone, sending them to a concentration camp. And Apple says, that's fine. We'll also ban any music about Tiananmen Square. And then Julian Assange is drug out in handcuffs today by the British government, working with the American intelligence agency, just as they did against President Trump. And so I want to go to the hearing yesterday where Ted Cruz asks Twitter, if Mother Teresa is hate speech, are they hate speech, Twitter? Are they hate speech, Facebook? He puts up a meme with a quote from Mother Teresa about abortion. Here's the clip with Ted Cruz asking the very uncomfortable and inconvenient question to the protectors of decency, Twitter and Facebook. Here's that clip.
We know that Senator Blackburn's post was pulled down. Let me ask a comparable question, because it's not just political, it's also ideological. There have been multiple instances of, in particular, pro-life groups being disfavored. For example, here is a tweet that says, abortion is profoundly anti-women, and it's a quote from Mother Teresa. And this tweet was blocked. Now it is fairly remarkable that Mother Teresa is now deemed hate speech. Do either of you agree with the proposition that Mother Teresa is issuing hate speech?
Silence.
Is this hate speech?
I can't think of what to say.
If I could take a step back from that. I believe that that account is from the Susan B. Anthony list.
Correct.
And Susan B. Anthony is currently an advertiser in good standing on our platform.
You're very good at not answering questions. Is this hate speech?
Every tweet has context behind it, and every decision that's made has context.
Tweet. There's no more context.
I can tell you that we have actioned accounts on both sides of this debate. Including tweets by pro-choice groups who have said that everybody who's pro-life is misogynistic. There are many pro-life groups that advertise on our platforms currently in good standing, and advertisers across the board, whether they're selling soap or NFL, sometimes have advertisements that are caught in our systems.
Well,
and the reason why,
and that is an area we'll be following up as well. So I appreciate your saying there are groups on the pro-choice side that you have blocked, and this committee is going to attempt to understand and quantify if there is a disparate treatment or not. If there's not a disparate treatment, that'll benefit Twitter to show that you're being even-handed. The anecdotes we're aware of are consistently on one side of the aisle.
Okay. It isn't even a question as to whether or not they ban as much speech on one side of one issue as they do on the other side of that same issue. They are the public square. And that's the, that was a brilliant, question by Ted Cruz. And as he pointed out, they don't want to give a straight answer. They're prevaricating around that bush, if you will. But the solution, unfortunately, is not to say that you're going to censor people evenly on both sides. We don't need them to police speech. Marco Rubio needs them to police speech. He wants them to police speech. They are going to push a particular agenda for the government, for these same intelligence agencies that are lying and manipulating us. They're going to push certain information and purge other information. And we look at the 800 people that got shut down 2 months after they shut down InfoWars and Alex Jones on the social media accounts. They were not all conservative. They were not all Trump. The majority were. But I don't want to see anybody shut down. Here's the common thread of what they were shutting down. Coming after people like Free Thought Project or people who are hard left, you know, people who are libertarian, people who are left, they shut down as well. People who opposed what? The military-industrial complex. The same people that are working together to try to run President Trump out of office. The same people working together to arrest Julian Assange. And who knows what they're going to try to do to him. It's those people who don't want you talking about the surveillance state, the police state, the military-industrial complex, the foreign wars, the false flags that they use to start these foreign wars. That's the common denominator here. And the bottom line is, you know, Ted Cruz has three solutions that he proposed. Amending Section 2030 of the Communications Decency Act that basically says we're going to leave you guys alone because you're not publishers. Well, they are publishers, and they've admitted that they're publishers. And now you've got Apple out there saying, we're going to be the publishers. We're going to decide. We're going to reward and pay for this. We're going to Facebook is saying we're going to curate this. We're going to promote quality news, and we're going to purge things that we say are not quality news. So they're sitting there as an editor. They are publishers. And so this whole Section 2030 of the Communications Decency Act is a dodge, number one. So, yeah, do that, fine. And he also talks, number two, antitrust measures to address big tech's dominant status on the Internet. Well, fine. They have monopoly status. But, folks, antitrust regulation has never been very effective. Do we still have AT&T? Yes. Do we still have AT&T as one of the biggest two or three phone providers in the world? Yes, do we do? I thought we broke them up. No. I thought we got rid of Standard Oil, and I thought we broke the power of David Rockefeller. Well, no, actually, no. They will find ways around that. And quite frankly, these people who are running this in government, and it's the politicians who work with and for the military-industrial complex, people like Marco Rubio. His concern, again, it was right after Alex Jones had been removed, when Alex Jones confronted Marco Rubio, who was running a hearing about social media censorship. You would think that they would take the biggest, highest profile person that had been censored and ask him to testify in Congress. But no, they didn't bother to do that. When Alex Jones confronted him, Alex was punished further. And Marco Rubio pretended not to know who Alex Jones was. Until later on, he admitted that he was lying. But in the hearing, the concern of Marco Rubio was not about your free speech, each and every one of you, Mr. and Mrs. America. It wasn't about your free speech being taken. That wasn't his concern. His concern was that they weren't going to do things for the Chinese government, that they were going to work for the American government, right? Because, I mean, it's the American government that set them up in all this stuff, right? We go back to the late 90s when the Internet became practical. And again, the Internet was the brainchild of DARPA, a psychologist. I keep confusing this. A psychologist who worked for DARPA, J.C.R. Licklider. He called it the Intergalactic Computer Network. That was his idea. But it was a tool of psychological control. It only became practical in the late 1990s. And so when it became practical, you had InQtel, which was created by the CIA. It was a venture capital firm to fund the little shills like Zuckerberg who would run this operation for them. So they could put this out there for free, get all of you to come in, then shut the doors and turn on the gas. Turn the gas on free speech. And then you had these other venture capital firms that just coincidentally had people sitting on the board from the NSA and so forth. So they were right up front there with their venture capital firms. And then they had these other people out there. So this whole thing was set up by the government to do this. So you think it's going to go away because we got antitrust regulation? Addressing potential cases of fraud and deception, that's number three from Cruz's solutions. No, the solution has already been given to us. 1946, Marsh Roses, Alabama. Even if the public square is privately owned, that was a coal town. They owned the entire town. They told a woman she couldn't hand out religious tracts. She fought them to the Supreme Court and won. They said, even if the public square is privately owned, you can't take away people's free speech anymore than you can steal their car, steal their home.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oils is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess, because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health.
So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you with Super Male Vitality
from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We just had the clip from Ted Cruz where he has executives from Facebook and Twitter. He shows a meme where Mother Teresa says, abortion is profoundly anti-women. He says, is that hate speech? And there's silence from them. Of course it is speech that they hate. They want to support abortion. They will shut down people if you have a woman who says, a transgender man is not a woman. Oh, you're banned. Banned for life. And they look at that and they say, well, you know, we haven't taken everything that people who are pro-life have said down, so we're good guys. No, you shouldn't be taking anything down. And I'm not happy with the solutions coming from anybody in the Republican Party. There's been absolute silence about that Supreme Court decision going back to 1946. Why is that? Because it would shut everything down. If you don't want to use social media to control speech, and people on both the left and the right want social media to control speech, in the same way that Marco Rubio gets Zuckerberg in there and says, you're not going to do what China says. You're going to do what we say, right? They'll come in, they say, well, you're not going to do what the Democrats say. You're going to do what the Republicans say, or vice versa. That's the real fight. They don't want the control structure to go away. It's the American government that put the control structure there in the very first place, as I pointed out. They just want to be the ones controlling it. And it's that attitude which has sold out the freedoms of the American people for a couple of generations. The idea that I don't care if government is tyrannical as long as I'm the boss, because I'll be a benevolent dictator. That's how I'm going to run this. Yeah, right. Okay. Well, let's just say that it's the public square, that their business model is a monopoly. Let's acknowledge the fact that they were put in business by the military-industrial complex, but we're not going to do business that way anymore. And if we allow the military-industrial complex to be the real government in this country, to continue to be the real government in this country, as they have been for the last couple of decades, we're done. Yeah, you can have some temporary victories. You can lock up some of your opponents, like Brennan and Clapper, maybe. But if you leave that structure there, President Trump, you have betrayed the American people and yourself as well. You know, you're going to be hung by those that you try to appease. And so let's take a look at how this is working its way out. We've had now the Babylon Bee Founders cartoon was identified as hate speech. He says this is the third time that a Facebook property has tried to silence me without any justification. And this is Ford. He is a guy who, he said the first time was for a comic that defended traditional marriage. That is hate speech, see. That's what Booty Gay has been coming after Mike Pence and President Trump for a week. He said, you Christians, you hateful hypocrites, you have come after LGBT people, he says, and actually, no, they didn't. But he says, just because these guys support traditional marriage and because they support the pro-life, you're a bunch of hateful hypocrites because President Trump is an adulterer. And as I pointed out a couple of days ago, for me, Christianity is defined by the Bible. I don't know where Booty Gay gets his Christianity. Well, actually, I do. It's kind of the same way that Thomas Jefferson operated. Thomas Jefferson went through and he cut out things that he didn't like, and so does Booty Gay. And for Booty Gay, it's kind of uncomfortable because you go down and look at lists of sins, right? Right next to adultery is homosexuality in my Bible. Ah, but adultery is bad, homosexuality is good. because he's been in a homosexual marriage for 2 years. Well, President Trump's been married to Melania for 14, whatever. I mean, but, you know, he doesn't have any sin that he has to worry about, right? It's simply legalism. And it's legalism where he writes the rules. No, actually, nobody's going to be justified by their obedience. We're all sinners. We're all dependent on God's grace. And for him to throw stones at President Trump in that glass house when he is in an open, continuing relationship. I mean, we look at the gay people. They have gay pride. Do you have gay pride parades? Do you have adultery pride parades? Or take a look at the other sins that are there, right? Theft. Do you have people who have committed theft? Do they have parades in their honor, proud of the fact that they've committed theft or murder or adultery? No, the only sin that's listed in that list that people are proud of is homosexuality. They're proud of their sin. No repentance there. That's something they need to think about. But, of course, if Booty Gay wants to create a new religion and then have praise showered on him by conservative press, by libertarian press, oh, look, he's talking about faith. Well, I don't know what religion he's talking about. Doesn't bear any relation to it. But here's the thing. He's entitled to his own religion. He's entitled to his own relationships if he wants. Nobody's trying to lock him up. He's the one trying to lock up our speech. He's the one who hypocritically defends the murder of infants and then talks about President Trump's adultery. That's the hypocrisy of this. Jefferson edited the Bible to create his own religion or whatever. Yeah, I don't like this. I like that. It comes up with this Jefferson Bible. But Jefferson tolerated the free exercise of religion. And the LGBT tyrants, their new religion is not tolerant. It's every bit as intolerant as Islam. And they're going to use that to shut down your free speech and what you do, to call you hypocrites. Be careful. Be careful using that label. Booty Gay. Anyway, this guy who writes for the Babylon Bee said, Facebook shut me down once for defending traditional marriage. The second time was when I was running the Babylon Bee and they tried to label it as fake news. It's a satire site. I forget whether it was BuzzFeed or the Daily Beast, but it was one of those fake news sites, appealed to Twitter to shut me down because I was laughing about and reading a Babylon Bee satire site. You know, when Elizabeth Warren was doing all of her Pocahontas stuff and did her DNA test, said, oh, well, you know, Hillary Clinton came out. This is the Babylon Bee satire. Hillary Clinton did a DNA test, and it found out that she was not 100% lizard, alien lizard DNA. She was only partially alien lizard DNA. She was trumpeting those results, right? That was the satire piece. And I talked about that. And so it was either BuzzFeed or Daily Beast said, look, look, he's saying that Hillary Clinton is a space alien. Shut him down. He's fake news. They said that about Babylon Bee as well, the satire site. They don't recognize satire site. Yeah, satire is fake news, but maybe it's a little bit more genuine than the stuff you find on BuzzFeed and the Daily Beast, which is why they feel threatened by a satire site. Anyway, he said it just keeps happening, and it seems to only happen to conservatives. So what is this latest comic strip that they took down? We'll have that for you when we come back. Stay with us. You will not believe what they shut down from Instagram, a Facebook property, talking about abortion. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Wars are like 12-round heavyweight boxing championship fights. It's about who wants it, who's prepared to go the longest, and who's ready to do the damage. We took on Hillary Clinton. We stopped her. We got a nationalist in. Nationalists are getting elected all over the world right now. We are winning. But those of us who are at the very front line, at the tip of the spear, are under unprecedented attack. So I come to you each day and try to explain to you that this is a war of attrition. This is about who wants it most. And You know the persecution, the censorship, the sponsors, they've taken everything. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. I need financial support, and I got products you and your family need. It's that simple. Thousands of great products, whatever's award-winning, whatever's best-selling, what folks love, what I love, we bring it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. So please, go to InfoWarsStore.com today, look at all the great products, because we're in your hands, I'm in your hands, and your support is beyond critical. Thank you.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
And by Bounce, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to the David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at what gets censored anymore on Instagram. Because, you know, Instagram's pictures, so we have a guy who has been the past editor of Babylon Bee, a Christian satire site. It's kind of a Christian version of The Onion. The Onion is very left liberal in its politics. The Babylon Bee is conservative and Christian in its politics. Both of them are satire sites, but he continues to get shut down by Facebook and others saying, you're fake news. He's satire. It's satire. It's satire. That same trick, as I said, is used against me. But he comes out the latest censorship. Instagram said, your post has been deleted. We remove the post because it does not follow community guidelines on hate speech. On hate speech. If you violate our guidelines again, your account may be restricted or disabled. You will be purged. You have been noticed, Christian. And we're not going to leave you up there. We're going to purge you. And so here's this offensive cartoon. I'll read it to the people who are listening because a lot of people listen on radio as well as podcasts. So you have two women and they're dressed in very old clothing because it's going to be taking place 150 years ago. Does slavery ever bother you? Says one. The whole chattel slavery system we have here in America. Whenever I let myself think about it, really ponder it, I must admit it disturbs me. And then the other woman says, well, it may be a bit ugly, sure, but it's vital for our freedom and our prosperity. Many people depend upon slave labor to feed their families. It's an important part of our pursuit of happiness. And then the other one who says that it's bothering her says, but do you think blacks are people, fully human, like you and me? The other one said, I'm not sure, but I know of a great many smart people who say they aren't. You know, people like Lincoln and the Lincoln-Douglas debates. Anyway, what are you suggesting here anyway, that you'd like to deprive people of the legal right to choose for themselves whether or not they own slaves? Do you have any idea how crazy that is and what the social and economic implications would be? And the other one says, but if blacks are people just like us, does that other stuff really matter if there are fellow humans? Just think of what we're doing. Think of how evil we are for allowing this to go on for so long. Think of what future generations will say about us. And the other one says, well, I take it then that you believe that blacks are fully human? She said, of course they are. And I think everyone knows it. What else could they possibly be? Yet we continue to justify the destruction of millions of innocent lives, and we act as if somehow that's not what we're doing. And then it says, 200 years later, and they're dressed in modern clothing. And she says to the other one, does abortion ever bother you? You get the implication. Now, that is considered to be hate speech. How is that hate speech? He's talking about how slavery, chattel slavery, is wrong, how blacks are humans. They are persons as well. And, folks, this is the essence of the debate of where we are today. Quite frankly, this is not even anything that is earth-shattering. I've heard several debates in the last year where you have somebody, the most recent one that I heard was a debate between a Christian philosopher and a black man, interestingly enough, who runs an abortion clinic in Washington, D.C., and he is also high up in Planned Parenthood. And the debate was about personhood. And the guy, the black guy, the abortionist with Planned Parenthood, was saying, well, I'm not saying they're not human. And the other guy said, but that was the argument underneath Roe v. Wade, that they aren't human. That's what we were told back in the 1970s. They're going through an evolutionary stage. Remember, we had Carl Sagan say, they're recapitulating evolution and human development. Well, that was a lie. We saw that was a lie as we got better imaging equipment. We could see that they were human as we got better imaging equipment. As a matter of fact, Abby Johnson, the movie Unplanned, she was freaked out when she had to assist with an abortion. She was working at Planned Parenthood when she had to assist with an abortion, and she saw the baby fighting for its life as it's being ripped apart in the ultrasound. That was the point at which she freaked out and became an active opponent of abortion. But as this abortion doctor was prevaricating around the truth, he said, well, no. Of course they're human. You know, it's going to grow up to be a human. So it is a human. But it's not a person. Not a person. Well, when does a child become a person to them? Well, we've had some of the ethicists who were surrounding Obama and his administration saying you don't become a real person until you have full cognizant capability. And that might not happen until the age of two or three. So I guess up to that point, we can still kill kids, right? Up to the point where they're age two or three, according to that ethicist, quote unquote, ethicist. And that's really where the Democrats are, quite frankly. They want to play around now with this term of personhood. But see, that was the whole point about slavery as well. They weren't even arguing that they weren't human. They were arguing that they weren't full persons. They didn't fully count towards personhood. And so you could do whatever you wanted to them. And, of course, that same argument, if we accept that, oh, yes, they're human, but they're not fully persons, or they're not the same quality of human as, let's say, an Aryan is, okay? The Aryan race, and then everybody else, Jewish or otherwise, they're not of the same caliber and quality as the Aryan race. So therefore, we can subjugate them. They're subhuman. They're beneath us. We are above them, and we can do to them whatever we wish. And that same logic, if we accept that idea of somebody not being fully human or somebody not being fully a person, we can use that to kill people at any stage in life, not just when they're young, but when they're older. We all have that to look forward to. Oh, well, you know, I just don't think their quality of life is that good. Maybe they're not fully cognizant of what's going on. So let's just pull the plug on them, especially when it's the same people, the Democrats, who have absolutely no respect for the lives of the most innocent among us, and they want the government to run our health care. No thanks. No thanks. These people who have no respect for informed consent, when you look at their mandatory vaccination laws in New York, they have no respect for innocent life, and they want to run health care? Not a chance. Not a chance. And, of course, it isn't just the beginning and end of life. Any of us, tomorrow or today, could have an accident that leaves us in an impaired situation. And they could treat us like they treated Terry Schiavo. And you'll find Republican establishment like George W. Bush and Jeb Bush, who stood by and did nothing and pretended that they had no authority, as a probate judge demanded that no one be allowed to feed Terry Schiavo or even give her a drink of water. They would starve her to death, which is exactly what these people are doing to babies born alive. It's been done for quite some time. As fellow McAleer said when I interviewed him about his movie, Gosnell the Movie, he said the thing that amazed the jury so much in that case was the idea of comfort care. And that's what Northam was talking about. Everybody saying that's when it really got into the public consciousness. But the jury in the Gosnell case realized that there were babies who were born alive and the abortion industry was just fine, leaving them on the table to die of starvation, to die of thirst, just like the Bushes allowed that to happen to Terry Schiavo. So you get upset with the Democrats. Absolutely. You get upset with Northam. Get upset with Planned Parenthood. But understand, the Bushes are there as well. And many Republicans are. As a matter of fact, go back and look at the connections between the patriarch of that clan, Prescott Bush. He was the first treasurer for Planned Parenthood under Margaret Sanger. And it's been focused on the black community, just like slavery. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master built. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, don't want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com. There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night. That sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. If you want to support InfoWars and the fight against free speech, and I've talked a great deal in this program about what happened to Julian Assange today, I'll be talking a little bit more about that coming up at the beginning of the Alex Jones Show, and I'll be doing a couple of segments there as well. We'll also have Paul Joseph Watson joining us and Alex Jones with a report coming up in the first hour of the next program coming up. This is one more segment in this program. But if you want to support InfoWars, we have been the tip of the spear in the fight for free speech. And now this is rapidly deteriorating as Julian Assange is arrested. We don't know what's going to be happening with that, but of course, it's really the United States that's behind this. The immediate cause of this is the corruption of the Ecuadorian president. His corruption was exposed. The money laundering crimes were exposed as part of the Panama Papers that WikiLeaks put out there. That was a big part of it. But Julian Assange also exposed, as we did as well, the false flag operations in Syria to try to get us involved in a war there. We also exposed, as Julian Assange did, the false flag gas attack there around the Soviet double or triple agent Skripal. The nonsense that was being sold to the media so that they could push a war there. That, if you want to know who's coming after Julian Assange, look at the people who are pushing these false flags, who are pushing these wars. It's a military-industrial complex. They've created this vast network of social media control, and it is a global network. It is collusion between the United States and foreign governments like the UK in the same way that they colluded against President Trump. They colluded against Julian Assange. Folks, if you want to stand with us, help to try to keep free speech alive, We can do this. You know, pull up that cartoon of the plank there. You know, this cartoon where you've got a speaker standing out on a plank addressing the crowd, and the crowd, he's over the edge of a cliff, and the crowd is his counterweight. The crowd is standing on that plank. The only thing that's keeping this guy from going over the cliff. Well, that's just as true of Facebook and social media as it is of politicians in general. We don't have to support them. But folks, it is also true of InfoWars. If you don't stand with us and stand for us, we're gone as well. So we hope that you will, we try to make it as easy for you as possible to support your health and to support InfoWars and free speech. We've got a massive sale still going, 50% and more off of all the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. All of our InfoWars Life products. These are natural, safe, and effective products. 50% off, 55% off, 60% off many of them. Free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points. You'll get up to, you'll get 10% discount on future purchases. We've got some things like Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, now back in stock, 55% off. Some of the items that are 60% off are Brain Force Plus, DNA Force Plus, a very expensive supplement to produce, Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, all these are 60% off, Bod Ease, our all-natural anti-inflammation supplement there. Of course, it's a lot of that is turmeric, but also other natural ingredients that make the turmeric more easily absorbed, also make it more effective. Again, natural, safe, and very effective. Bod Ease and many other items. Everything, all of our InfoWars Life products, 50%, 55 or 60% off, free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points. I was just talking in the last segment about the cartoonist who has been censored multiple times by Zuckerberg's mechanism, and he was just censored because he did a cartoon that explained in detail the parallels between slavery and what is going on now with abortion. The idea that human beings are not fully human or they're not persons. And that's the basic idea behind slavery. And coincidentally, abortion was focused on the black community. Black genocide was the idea of Margaret Sanger and Prescott Bush, the Patriot of the patriot, not the patriot, the patriarch, not a patriot at all. This guy tried to overthrow the government, probably would have gotten away with it if he hadn't been shut down by Smedley Butler. Not a patriot at all, but a patriarch of the unpatriotic Bush family. But it was always focused on the black community. The majority of people who have been killed with the abortion genocide have been black. Most of these clinics were put in black communities. Margaret Sanger was very open about it. So it is a legitimate thing to talk about humanity, personhood, and tie that back to black slavery. It's absolutely legitimate. They took him down for that. But of course, if we look at another cartoonist, Nathan Pyle, he's now been identified by one of these gatekeepers of free speech. It's some fashion magazine called Nylon. And they want people to, they want to censor his cartoons even when he's not talking about abortion or other conservative issues. They have a problem with him because he had said in his bio, "I follow Jesus." They said that should be a clue to you about his religious leanings. And they talk about how he once in 2017 made a comment on Instagram about how he was proud of his girlfriend and, quote, all the courageous mothers who attended the March for Life. So because he was proud of his girlfriend who attended the March for Life 2 years ago, and because he says he follows Jesus, Nylon is saying we should be more careful and not share anything from this guy. None of his cartoons. And his cartoons are not explicitly Christian or pro-life. So this is where this is going, folks. It is purging individuals out of the public square. This kind of persecution. Let's just listen to what Senator Mazie Hirono had to say as they had the Democrat Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. She said states have gone on a binge of passing oppressive abortion laws like Georgia's. Here's that clip.
The word hypocritical doesn't even begin to cover what is happening to women and children across our country. My thanks to you, Dr. Peterson, and Senator Durden today once again. And I hope the supporters of bills that we're talking about today, both in the states and in Congress, turn their efforts to improving the lives of the children who are very much here already and who are so poorly served by the Trump administration and his policies.
Yeah, the term hypocritical doesn't even begin to say what the Democrats are doing. Especially when I see all these articles about Pete Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, who's running for president, that son of a Marxist. His father was a Marxist professor. And what is amazing to me is how many conservatives are supporting him. As a matter of fact, there's this article that was it's out of the Atlantic, written by a conservative. He said, what makes Pete Buttigieg an intriguing figure isn't his political experience, of which he doesn't really have any, except for being the son of a Marxist, or his political philosophy, this guy says, which I disagree with because he's a progressive and I'm a conservative. No, this conservative likes Buttigieg because he speaks openly and easily about his Christian faith in a party that's becoming more and more secular and religiously unaffiliated, and he does so in a manner that stands in marked contrast with the evangelical leaders who support Donald Trump. It's like, wait a minute. He's talking about how his Christian faith is kinder and gentler than Donald Trump's. And he hates Mike Pence. And yet, this is a guy who supports abortion. He's got no problem with a party that supports abortion, that supports infanticide, up to and including birth and beyond. Because we're going to put these kids over. We're going to call it comfort care. They survived your attempt to rip them apart in the womb. And now you're going to just let them sit there without any medical attention and die. But if you snip the cord there, if you snip their neck or twist their head off, like Gosnell did, then we'll put you in jail for murder. Explain to me the difference there. I fail to understand that hypocrisy behind that approach from the Democrats. And so, yeah, he says he stands in stark contrast to evangelical leaders who support Donald Trump. I'm sorry, he stands in stark contrast to Christ. Christ who said, whoever harms one of these little ones, it'd be better for them if they had a millstone put around their neck and they were thrown into the sea. Maybe that applies to abortion as well, right? You want to talk about it in those terms? No, the Democrats don't want to talk about it in those terms. Neither do the conservatives who support this guy. You know, Mike Pence has been very gracious. He said some things that are critical of my Christian faith and about me personally. He knows better. He knows me. I never say anything bad about him. He says, but you know, they got 19 people running for president on that side of the party, and they're all competing with one another to see how liberal they can be. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. the fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. When I eat five caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.